Sports and recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
And welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live this week from downtown Rapid City in the new SDPB Black Hills Bureau. But SDPB's Nate Weck is in Vermilion. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Lori. How's it going out there in Rapid?
It's pretty exciting. How are things in Vermilion? Holding down the fort?
Yeah, trying to.
All right. There's a whole lot of, you know, the behind-the-scenes stuff is there's a whole lot of work happening in Vermilion with the producers, Steve and Chris, who are making everything happen back there. So thank you to all of them as well. Nate, High School Activities Association.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about it. I know it's an exciting time for people that are of South Dakota that are really into high school athletics and activities. I know, Lori, we talked last week about high school football getting started. Well, this week it's high school volleyball getting started, as well as football in Class 11A, 11AA, and 11AAA. I did want to just talk a little bit about volleyball, though, too, because I know last week we talked about the football poll and how that all kind of came together. And the same thing is got done as well this year with volleyball, all of the media coming together to do a one giant high school volleyball poll every week revolving around high school volleyball in all three classes, Class AA, Class A, and Class B. So that's kind of what had happened. That came out on Monday, and we're not going to talk about polls every single week and things like that, but I just kind of wanted to talk about it as we get into the start, just so people kind of get an idea as to what to expect and to kind of see what the preseason ideas are around South Dakota for all three of these classes. And Class AA, Harrisburg, and Sioux Falls Roosevelt are in that top two category. Mitchell, Aberdeen Central also received first place votes in Class AA. So a lot can happen there, obviously. Rapid City Stevens, who didn't even get ranked in the top five, also got a first place vote. So it's going to be interesting to kind of see what this poll looks like, and let's even just say, you know, a month and a half, you know, we could be having a completely different conversation, because that's the way sports works. That's what makes it fun. Class A, I think it's going to be a conversation that I think has happened the last few years when you're talking about Class A volleyball. What are the teams you think of? Well, you think of Dakota Valley and you think of Sioux Falls Christian, because those are the teams that have always been consistent. They may not win it every year, but they're always in that conversation, it seems like, when you get to the regionals and you get into that state tournament. The one interesting thing with Class A this year is there's a new team that jumped up to Class A this year, Parker. And Parker was one of the powerhouses in Class B. Again, not a team that wins it every year, but a team that is consistent and is always in that conversation. And now they get to also be in that conversation for Class A. They actually made the top five already in the media poll for Class A, tying Miller in that fourth spot. So that, to me, is really interesting, showing that you don't all of the time see a school make a jump and already gaining respect like Parker is. So I think that's definitely a program that we can also watch. I think Class A is going to be one of those more exciting classes to watch for volleyball in South Dakota, just because of so many different directions it can go, especially when we get into November.
I'm wondering, with that jump to Class A, how does that impact the Class B rankings now that Parker's not in them?
You know, that's a really good question, Lori. I think you're still going to have your Chester area, your Northwestern, your Warner, Arlington, Ethan, Sully Buttes, Hanson. I know I'm forgetting a few more here that are going to be in that conversation. But yeah, I think I don't want to say it necessarily opens the door for another team to come on in and show what they've got, because Parker is a team that doesn't win it every year, but is always in that conversation. But I think it kind of opens the door for another school that has been performing at a pretty high level the last few years to be a part of that conversation in a way that they maybe haven't been a part of that conversation in years past, if that makes any sense.
So can you clarify Rapid City Stevens when you said a vote, one first place vote? What exactly does that mean? One person sort of has some insight that the others don't agree with? Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, and you know, preseason voting is always different, because obviously people who cover schools out in Rapid City are going to look at the schools out there a little differently than, say, a media outlet in the Sioux Empire market over in Sioux Falls. So, I mean, that right there is a possibility. as to kind of what that said. But I think ultimately what it means is that, and even to see, like, when you see the rankings, Class AA, you've got the top five, and then you, and it shows all the schools that have received votes. Rapid City Stevens isn't in that top five, but they received enough votes to be in that conversation right now as a team that could compete. And one person of the media thought that Rapid City Stevens has got enough potential this year where they could be that number one team.
All right. What else?
Well, and I did want to talk, because I know we're going to get really busy here, Lori. We're going to, and right. We're going, you know, with the way September, how fast it's going to go. I did want to just kind of touch base as to a little bit of what the schedule is going to look like here once these championship events get going. And again, South Dakota Public Broadcasting in some way, shape, or form has full coverage of every single sanctioned high school sport or activity that is under the umbrella of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. And we, once September gets done, Lori, I tell you what, that first week in October, you've got fall golf with, you got boys AA and boys A golf championships the Monday and Tuesday of that week. Plus, when you hit then you have Wednesday where there's nothing, and then Thursday is when girls state tennis takes off. And then on that Saturday, when girls state tennis is finishing up, you got the state soccer championships. So, I mean, really when we hit October, I mean, we are off on the ground running. And again, it's not just sports, because you got competitive cheer and dance that's in there, cross country. You got all state chorus and orchestra that's in October. And then obviously in November, the two big ones are state football and state volleyball. And again, state volleyball this year is going to be similar to what state volleyball was 2 years ago when all three classes were in Sioux Falls. Well, this time all three classes are going to be out in Rapid City. And that to me, Lori, I know we talked a little bit about volleyball, so I do want to get this in too. That to me makes it so much more exciting from the sole purpose that you can go to that championship session and watch all three championship games from all three classes under one roof. Because they do it in a way where it starts a little earlier in the day, and then all of the championship games, instead of being played at the same time, are played individually, Class B, Class A, and then Class AA, back to back to back. So that to me is, I mean, you're getting a chance to watch six of the best teams in the state in that championship session. And you're in the same seat for the entire session, which really is not possible when you have a tournament in Watertown, in Huron, in Sioux Falls, and kind of spread out all under one roof. It does kind of get a little, there's a lot of people watching a lot of different action, but it does add for a very unique atmosphere that I think the fans will like this year out in Rapid.
All right, SDPB's Nate Weck, where are you personally headed next? What's the next thing you're going to see?
Well, the next thing that we're kind of looking at is we're trying to hit the ground running a little bit with some of these football. We're going to get going on Tales of the Gridiron again. We're starting to look at story ideas for some of that, and we'll have more on that, Lori, as we get into some of the next weeks.
All right, Nate, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Lori.